USA News. I'm Jerry Barmish. Talk of bringing the 14th Amendment into play to remove former President Trump from ballots across the country is gaining steam after a pair of conservative lawyers analyzed the Constitution and Trump's efforts on January 6, 2021 at overturning the election. However, Republican New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu expects Trump will be on the state's ballot next year.
If Donald Trump follows the rules like everybody else and is on the signs up like everybody else, that's the beauty of the New Hampshire First in the Nation primary process. It's a very open, very easy process for a lot of folks to partake in, and so I see no reason why he wouldn't be on that ballot.
Sununu on NBC's Meet the Press said any litigation is not against New Hampshire. Double trouble at a Nevada festival where there has been a death and the weather isn't cooperating. Laura Winters reports.
In Black Rock Desert, Nevada, thousands of people are stranded in their tents at the Burning Man event due to torrential rain. A shelter-in-place order there as police investigate a death at the festival. Roads closed due to mud and debris.
More than 70,000 attendees are stuck in the desert. Jimmy Buffett had been battling Merkel cell skin cancer at the time of his death, according to an updated obituary on his official website. He had the disease for 4 years. Buffett, known for the tune Margaritaville, died Friday night at the age of 76. He had a brief hospital stay in May that caused him to miss a concert. Heavy fighting Sunday in the eastern parts of Ukraine. Russia has committed thousands of additional troops to the area to repel Ukraine's counteroffensive, CNN reported. Astronauts are returning to Earth after a six-month stay at the International Space Station. Over the past week, the Crew 6 astronauts began passing the baton to the Crew 7 team members who arrived at the space station last weekend. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More than 40 people were injured as a typhoon came ashore in Taiwan. Tens of thousands of people lost power from the storm. It's Taiwan's first direct hit from a typhoon in 4 years. Even the doctor was shocked at what she found in one patient's brain.
A neurosurgeon investigating a woman's mystery symptoms in an Australian hospital said she plucked a wriggling worm from the patient's brain. That creature was the larva of an Australian native roundworm, not previously known to be a human parasite. The worms are commonly found in carpet pythons. While the woman had no direct contact with snakes, scientists think that she consumed the egg from local vegetation or her contaminated hands. I'm Corey Myers.
A strong opening for Denzel Washington's third installment of The Equalizer. It topped the box office with a projected $41 million through Monday, making it the second biggest Labor Day weekend debut in history. Barbie, by the way, was second with an expected $12.5 million. As the NFL season is about to start, the Cowboys have signed tackle Terrence Steele to a 5-year extension worth $86 million, ESPN reported. Team USA lost in the FIBA World Cup to Lithuania 110-104. The Stars and Stripes, though, still advanced to the quarterfinals with a matchup against Italy. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.